song.
Darius Rucker there at 98Q. We'll get to the news, but we're going to chat a little sports here as we do each Friday at this time now. Mike Clemens, our 98Q sports reporter. Mike, good morning to you.
Good morning. A good song. I was sitting there listening back to my disc jockey days. And get to introduce Hootie and the Blowfish when he was starting out.
Don't call him.
What a good guy and a good golfer, too.
Yeah, very good golfer. Well, you're kind of hanging out at Lambeau Field, taking in the draft party that's going on there. And, man, watching this draft on TV, Mike, last night, what a production. They got a flyover. They've got, just incredible what this draft day has turned into, isn't it?
Oh, now, see, I might have missed that because, you know, like right before the draft, they served us, a little lunch or so. So I was watching the monitors early in the afternoon, and I thought, wow, maybe, you know, because it looked like pretty good weather, and I think I looked up the temperature over there. It was beautiful here, and I actually tweeted out about 3 o'clock yesterday afternoon, like, okay, well, could it be this nice a year from now in Green Bay? It's still kind of hard to conceive that the Green Bay is going to host a draft. So I look at the monitor, and it's like, well, I don't know if there's that many people there yet. By an hour into the draft last night, the league tweeted out 275,000 fans estimated jammed into that Capitol Square in downtown Detroit, right around the corner from Ford Field, and that's a new record, they think, that showed up for that event. 275,000 in downtown Detroit, and I'm telling you, that means there's people that are parked miles away and have to take shuttles to go down there, and we don't really understand the draw. The consensus of those of us that cover it, it's because you just must love to cheer and be amongst football fans and party or something like that, because, you know, there's a big stage and there's TV screens all over and there's speakers, but they only had like 13 players that showed up last night out of 32 that they were going to pick. And, you know, it's just to watch Roger come out there and read public service announcements and announce who's going to come out.
Become a tradition now to boo Roger Goodell, even though he's the head of the most successful organization sports-wise in the world?
It's part of the venting. Whatever, never mind how much money he's made. If your team didn't win the Super Bowl last year, you hate him. He's the reason why. Who knows?
Well, we know if we protect Jordan Love that the Packers are going to be okay. So we got another Jordan Morgan in there, offensive lineman, our pick, huh?
So here's the thing, Joel. I mean, we never can guess what the Packers are going to pick. Since Ted Thompson took over and now Brian Gutekunst is the general manager, and our undefeated record of never guessing this thing continues because, you know, people expect you to make a prediction and then you sort of get little hints along the way. And when we were down in Indianapolis in February for the Combine, one of the names that started to pop up was Cooper DeJean from Iowa, the Hawkeyes, who's a really tough football player. Guy is a music, like a miniature version of Rocky. He reminds me of a Vikings player, Harrison Smith, a great safety there, or even a great running back like Christian McCaffrey. Just how built he is, how tough he is, and yet professional, very professional. It's like, man, that looks like a Packer guy. And he plays corner, and he's played some safety, and he's returned some kicks. And then when Kirk Ferentz, the head coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes, started running out of offensive players, he put him on offense. Except a couple plays into one of these games, he snapped his fibula, broken leg. So that ended his senior season. I'm sure that, you know, shook some teams off.
Right.
But last night, when they started taking all these extra quarterbacks, wide receivers, the most offensive players in the first round ever, I believe, it's like it gets to 23 to 24. Packers are picking 25th. You're like, wow, we actually may have picked this one now. How about this? The Packers could be taking this guy if he's on the board. And then right before, at number 24, the Dallas Cowboys, you think, oh, watch, they're going to take it, right? Just to mess with the Packers. No. They trade down to the Detroit Lions. Oh, and then all the network analysts are saying, oh, boy, the Lions, we know they're going defensive back. Everybody knows that this team's going to take a defensive back. And they took one from Alabama. They didn't take this kid.
Yeah.
And so the Packers are on the board, and instantly they put in their pick. They take a left tackle. Out of Arizona. That no one's ever heard of, really. Yeah. I mean, Jordan Morgan.
Yeah.
6'7", big, 311 pounds. A guy who had a torn ACL in 2022. But it's amazing how he's able to come back and answer the bell. Played in all 12 games last year. Outstanding left tackle, quietly. You know, the Packers, they just scout up and down. They're always detailed. And I think this guy's going to come in and compete for the left tackle job. You know, he's essentially going to replace David Bakhtiari, who really hasn't been there for going on 3 years. And, you know, they left the team because he just couldn't come back in time to, with all those surgeries he had after his ACL.
Yeah, but
He's going to challenge Walker for that left tackle position for sure.
6'7", 300-plus, all-you-can-eat buffets in Green Bay, be warned.
Yes.
The surprise pick of the draft, I think, Mike, was number 8 when the Falcons picked a quarterback. What are they doing? Why are they picking a quarterback?
Right after they picked up Kirk Cousins, right?
Yeah, why did they do?
You know what, man? I think Arthur Blank is a great owner, and I've been down to Atlanta several times, and things, you know, the new stadium he's built, and they came close to a Super Bowl when Matt LaFleur was Matt Ryan's quarterback coach and all that. I think that was the owner meddling a little bit in there. They claimed that the new head coach, you know, wanted that quarterback too. But basically, they called Kirk Cousins while they were on the clock and saying, we're going to take a quarterback.
Okay.
And, you know, and it was reported that Kirk understood when he came to Atlanta that they would probably eventually want him to mentor a quarterback.
Sure.
But he thought that was next year, not this year.
Yeah.
So, so that's the way that situation starts off. Kind of, but they want to do what the Packers did. They want to draft a quarterback, mentor. Get a couple of years out of Kirk Cousins, let him mentor that kid, and give the quarterback a couple of years to watch.
Right. All right, Bucks. Can the Bucks beat the Pacers if Giannis doesn't come back? Do you think they got a shot at winning this series without Giannis?
I don't know. You know, I hate to use this old sports cliche, you know, which Bucks team is going to show up, because in game one, they look great. Damian Lillard put up 35 points in the first half, except they shut him down in the second half somehow. He didn't score.
Yeah.
But they blew him out in game one that we covered at the Five Serve Forum the other night, Sunday night. Then in game two, the Pacers just turned the tables. They were very aggressive on defense. They were in their face. Really messed up the Bucks, who got an early lead and then lost for the rest of the game. They got within 4 points, and then the Pacers went on another run. And, you know, the Bucks look banged up. They look a little old. They kind of ran out of gas. And now they've got to go down to Indianapolis. And a kid out of Oshkosh, Wisconsin, who maybe is ticked off that the Bucks didn't draft him or something, Tyrese Halliburton, great player. After the game the other night, you know, he claimed that someone used a racial slur on his little brother at Sunday's game, and then he also took a shot at. He said, "Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back to Indianapolis because these last two nights, you know, I mean, our regular season crowds are louder than these Bucks fans are." So. So it's on. It's on tonight.
All right, Brewers. Their pitching staff is like a triage unit there. They're finding a way to keep this together though and stay atop of that division for now anyway.
Yeah, you know, you could walk in the Brewers clubhouse and think that perhaps the bus was in a serious accident with all the guys going around with their arms wrapped up and things like that. And yet, after a win yesterday, you know, Pat Murphy, the manager, you know, gave credit to his bullpen and saw these guys are like pie-ups, how he's able to come through. Yeah, yesterday, and it's everybody else, you know, someone's a new hero every day on this team, it seems like. Because after losing the first two, then they won the next two. Then they're behind like 5-4, was it, in the eighth inning. Gary Sanchez, who hasn't gotten to play much, he came into camp a little injured, a former Yankees catcher. And Adrolis Chapman, who was a longtime Yankees relief pitcher, was on the mound for the Pirates. And, well, this guy saw his pitches for years, smacks one out of the ballpark, drives in two runs, and the Brewers go on to win 7-5 yesterday. So they split that series, and now they're home against the New York Yankees today.
The Bronx Bombers.
By the way, did you see this story about how the Yankees manager Monday in a game against the A's?
No, there's nothing better than an irritable umpire, Mike. There's nothing better than an umpire with attitude.
he got ejected like 5 pitches into the game. So Aaron Boone had come out to ask something, and the umpire gave him an answer. and then said, you know, and if you say another word, you're going to get thrown out of the game. Well, Aaron turned around, walked away, and all of a sudden the umpire says, you're out of the game.
Kicked him out.
And he turns around and says, what? I didn't say anything. I heard what you said, blah, 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 and it went back and forth. And even the video crew, the TV crew covering the game, they found a guy, a fan in the stands above the dugout, who shouted something at the umpire. That Aaron Boone did not say a word. They had it on camera. So he still gets ejected. The next day, you know, the papers are saying, hey, you know, we deserve an explanation from this umpire. And he said, these managers, they're in charge of their dugout. And I heard this thing, you know, as clear as a bell, and that won't be tolerated, and that's why Boone was ejected from the game. And just not even recognizing it's on video, the guy didn't say anything. So later in the week, quietly, the New York Post put out this morning that, you know, these umpires are evaluated, and if they want to get into the postseason, they have to have a good report card. And by the way, when you do umpire in the postseason, you get bonus checks. So that's the way they're going to handle this. And by the way, Aaron Boone was asked, and the league got back to him and said, no, we're not going to fine you for that. But we apologize.
Oh, the day they're fading because it's a new breed of umpires in, but the days of Joe West and stuff, they were just irritable out there. Like, they're just looking for trouble. It was wonderful.
I know. Yeah. They need a confidence builder or something like that.
Yeah.
They need some sort of a seminar. Go to some island and do a chant or something before the game.
Exactly. All right, Mike, have a great week. We look forward to chatting with you again next Friday. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it, Joel.
You betcha.
You.
Mike Clemens, he joins us each Friday morning at 8 o'clock now to talk all things Wisconsin sports. We archive that, too, on our 98Q Facebook page and our 98Q website. If you missed it and want to listen back.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Across the country, chaos and arrests as campus protests against the war in Gaza swell. That's a sound from Emory University in Atlanta. Columbia University setting today is the deadline to move a student encampment. So far, however, those students are still there. Analysis continues to come in to the absolute immunity arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday. Here's ABC's Terry Moran.
At the heart of this case, Donald Trump's unprecedented claim. His lawyer telling the justices that presidents can never face criminal prosecution for anything they do in office that can be linked to their official duties.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it.
The sheer magnitude of that claim hung over the courtroom, several justices acknowledging the stakes.
This case has huge implications for the presidency, for the future of the presidency, for the future of the country.
Today, the former president's criminal hush money trial continues in New York City. This is ABC News. Federal officials taking another look at Tesla's autopilot system. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration today saying it's investigating whether a recall last year did enough to improve safety. There could be new help on the way for people living with extreme pain.
The FDA signed off on an implantable pain control device. Its maker, Medtronic, says it responds to the body's pain signals in real time. Neurologists say that could be a major step forward in treating persistent chronic pain, but it may not be for everyone. The device must be surgically implanted, so it may only be recommended for those who have exhausted all other options. The CDC says 17 million Americans live with high-impact chronic pain, which interferes with everyday life. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And more football players will find out their futures tonight as the NFL draft continues in Detroit with rounds 2 and 3. No real surprise here, but Chicago Bears made quarterback Caleb Williams their number one pick. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hungry as a bear? I can relate. It's Big G here again. If you're craving mouthwatering chicken or handmade burgers, head over to Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, Wisconsin. This Saturday night, it's trivia time. Gather your friends starting at 5 p.m. and test your wits while enjoying a sensational prime rib dinner. Please sign up for trivia by April 25th with prizes being awarded this Saturday, the 27th at Lena's Bar and Grill, located on Grand Street in downtown Glidden, Wisconsin, where if I'm full, you will be too.
Northwoods Service Center is your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun.
Have your power sport and outboard motor work done by a certified power sports technician. Jared is the right man for the job, whether that job is a side-by-side, an outboard motor, an ATV, or a snowmobile. They're even an authorized dealer of Hewitt dock and lift systems, but call them to install or remove docks of any brand. Your Power Sport Pro goes with you on the trail and on the water. Make sure it's someone you trust. Make sure it's Northwoods Service Center, your one-stop shop for Northwoods fun. Call Jared today at 715-518-9118 or find him next to Valley Laundry in Park Falls.
Want adventure but don't have the right stuff? Your Boat Club at BJ's Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua has you covered. They're the premier area retailer for renting snowshoes, cross-country skis, and fat tire bikes. And with apparel brands like Patagonia, Roxy, Helly Hansen, Smartwool, Telec, and Old Town, they'll get you covered from head to toe. So get up and get going to Your Boat Club at BJ's Sports Shop, Minocqua's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer, located at 917 U.S. Highway 51 in Minocqua.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Home prices in Wisconsin are 10% higher than they were a year ago. The Wisconsin Realtors Association says the median priced home in Wisconsin is about $300,000. The report points to a low supply of homes and higher interest rates. Richland County leaders say they face a potential economic crisis as UW-Platteville prepares to vacate its former branch campus. State Senator Kelda Roy says the UW system is reneging on expensive long-term commitments.
The legislature hasn't even begun to reckon with the financial impact that this is going to have on those local communities and the local governments who are now left holding the bag.
Richland County leaders say a recent $2 million grant from the state does not absolve the UW of its obligations. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, May 4th at the Phillips VFW over on Lake Avenue in Phillips, the Phillips Moose Lodge is having bingo. Starting time is 6 p.m. and the current progressive jackpot is $1,697.80. Proceeds will be used to support area community projects and events. For more information, you can find them on Facebook at Moose2661. Again, that is Saturday, May 4th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Phillips VFW for bingo.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Packers draft a left tackle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. The Packers picked Jordan Morgan, a left tackle out of Arizona, in the first round. Morgan says he's watched a lot of tape of former Packer David Bakhtiari over the years.
Really strong arms, a really strong upper body, and he can really lock people up, which is where I get my game from. I like to just lock people up and stalemate. And, I mean, he's just a dog.
At the 25th pick, did the Packers ever consider taking offers to trade down? GM Brian Gutekunst.
There was a couple things we were looking at to make make sense to move backwards at the end of the day, because Jordan was available. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to make sure we secured the player.
Iowa defensive back Cooper DeJean was not selected. He'll still be available tonight in rounds 2 and 3. Baseball. The Brewers with a 7-5 win over the Pirates, thanks to a 2-run homer by Gary Sanchez. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, he's a veteran hitter, and he's given us a big lift doing that. I mean, it won the game for us.
NBA. The Bucks and the Pacers in Indy tonight for game 3 of their playoff series. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Well, they ran track yesterday. The Northland Pines Invite was held. You can check out all the results at 98qcountry.com under the sports tab. The Shawamigan girls taking fifth out of the nine teams, and the Shawamigan boys fourth. Northland Pines, the host school, winning both the boys and the girls side. Again, check out the results, 98qcountry.com. Softball yesterday, Athens tops Phillips 14-4. It was St. Croix Falls, a winner over Ashland 12-2. Shell Lake, they topped Mellon yesterday 15-0. Flambeau tops Birchwood Winter 18-12. The Medford softball team beating Lakeland 4-0. And the Mosinee softball team, they beat Tomahawk yesterday 9-0.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Here's your Price County Senior Dining menu for Monday. Now get those orders in by 1:30 today, please. You'll be all set for a good meal on Monday. You've got baked cod on Monday with baked potato, coleslaw, and fresh fruit. Locations are in Phillips, Ogama, Cannon, Brantwood, and Park Falls. Price County Senior Dining. Reach them at 715-339-2158. Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
The Brewer Bus Trip is back. Join us for this memorable trip, July 11th, to take a one-day adventure to AmFam Field to watch the Brewers take on the Pirates in field-level seats hosted by Big G. Cost is $110 per person, which includes a comfortable ride on the Krug Tour Bus, parking, and your ticket to the game. Seating is limited, so call before June 1st to reserve your spot as these will go fast. Call 715-762-3221 or email us wcqm@civicmedia.us.
Northwoods Dentistry is a proud Logger United Booster Club sponsor, serving you in six locations, providing services from general and preventative to advanced services in cosmetics, implants, and more. See them at northwoodsdentistry.com. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers developing by this afternoon. Our high today, 57, with wind out of the southeast at 15 to 25, gusting to 35 to 40. Tonight, showers, thunderstorms, 45 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024, Bank of America, N.A.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of power sports and marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to buy top-end performance for your ride. Selling Chilton trailers and a BMS-authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes and enduros. bus, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. Before the crappies move in shallow this year, I am going to change my tactics and purchase a piece of equipment that I've never owned before. I saw it used last year, and I have to have one. I'll tell you what it is, but first...
Unleash the power of the OnX Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onxmaps.com/hunt.
The crappies are going to be moving shallow real soon, and I am going to be prepared with a very long pole. Not a fishing rod that has a reel on it, but just a long pole, 20 feet long as a matter of fact, with a piece of line tied to the end of it. And that's all it is, a pole and a piece of line attached to the end. I saw someone using this last year for shallow crappies and just beating them up. He was catching one right after another and big fish that had gone up into the shallows, and he was able to take that pole and drop a bait right to these fish without getting hung up. You know how it is when you're trying to cast a bobber rig up there around that brush and all you end up with is snags? Well, that's what was happening to me, and I was a little jealous as I watched this individual just popping crappies out of this cover with this long pole. So I'm going to get one this year, a 20-footer, and I'm going to attach some line to it, some bait, and I'm going to pull those crappies out of that shallow cover. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
AQ Country.
Jenny grew up wild like a Blackfoot daisy, out in the shack with a blue tick hound, broke as hell, but blessed with beauty, the kind that a rich man can't turn down. She caught the eye of an oil man dancing one summer night in a dime store dress. Tripping in diamonds, sipping on champagne. But she was all uptown, wearing that white gown, taking his last name. She could hear those church bells ringing, and up in the loft that whole choir singing. Fold your hands and close your eyes. Yeah, it's all gonna be alright. And just listen to the church bells.
good there at 98Q Country. Boy, that sun is doing its best to give us a little bit here this morning. But all in all, over the next 3, 4, even 5 days, we're going to see quite a bit of rainfall, quite a bit of cloud cover. And indications are that by the time the weekend is over, some of us could see 2 or 3 inches of rain that has fallen. Today, cloudy, breezy. That wind going to be picking up out of the east at 15 to 30 plus. We're looking for a high of 57 for today. And I think we're stuck at what? It was like 38 a little bit earlier. Oh, up to 42 now. 42 degrees. Let's do some birthdays. Give away a cake. 715-762-3221. If you're celebrating a birthday or anniversary this week, whether it was or is coming up this weekend, either way, you'll be in for the free cake drawing. Very nice cake from Super One Bakery. So we'll do all of our local and celebrity birthdays and give away that cake after our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Across the country, chaos and arrests as campus protests against the war in Gaza swell. That's a sound from Emory University in Atlanta. Columbia University setting today is the deadline to move a student encampment. So far, however, those students are still there. Analysis continues to come in to the absolute immunity arguments at the U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday. Here's ABC's Terry Moran.
At the heart of this case, Donald Trump's unprecedented claim. His lawyer telling the justices that presidents can never face criminal prosecution for anything they do in office that can be linked to their official duties.
Without presidential immunity from criminal prosecution, there can be no presidency as we know it.
The sheer magnitude of that claim hung over the courtroom, several justices acknowledging the stakes.
This case has huge implications for the presidency, for the future of the presidency, for the future of the country.
Today, the former president's criminal hush money trial continues in New York City. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 4 Wisconsin technical colleges will use $75,000 to train young firefighters. The Youth Volunteer Firefighter Training Program aims to boost recruits for rural volunteer fire departments. They're having a hard time attracting and retaining firefighters. President Biden and Vice President Harris have been to Wisconsin 11 times since the midterm elections. Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming says that shows weakness.
It's not because they're confident in Wisconsin. It's because they know they're in trouble in Wisconsin. There's no doubt about that.
Democratic Chair Ben Wickler says the more voters hear from Donald Trump, the more they move toward Democrats. The two spoke at a WISP politics luncheon Thursday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Packers draft a tackle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. There were highly rated defensive backs, linebackers, and receivers on the board, but the Green Bay Packers used their first-round pick on an offensive tackle. They hope will become the next David Bakhtiari. It's Jordan Morgan, a left tackle out of Arizona. GM Brian Gutekunst.
For me, there's only so many big guys usually in each draft, and you realize that they're going to go early and they're going to go quick, and if you don't get one, you might be out of luck. So where we had him valued, this was a pretty easy decision for us.
Rounds 2 and 3 of the draft tonight, NBA, the Bucks and the Pacers for game 3 of their playoff series tonight, standing at 1 game apiece. Baseball, the Brewers open a weekend series at home tonight against the New York Yankees. Milwaukee coming off a 7-5 win in Pittsburgh. They split the series 2 games apiece. Pat Murphy credits the bullpen.
Nobody knows Kane Egger, Uri Bey, or Piamps or McGill, to be honest with you. I mean, these aren't household names. They've earned their way and they're hungry and they're consistent.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Baseball, yes. Yesterday, Shawamigan, a good one. They edged Prentice 6-5. We'll have that archive for you a little bit later this morning to listen back. On the website, Flambeau, they topped the Winter Birchwood baseball squad 8-7. Abbotsford Colby defeated Rib Lake 11-3. It was Medford over Rhinelander 12-1. Lakeland gets another no-hitter. They had one on Tuesday from Ben Peterson, and then Drew Warren throws a no-hitter last night. Lakeland baseball squad beats Tomahawk 7-0.
April showers bring spring deals at Fraser's Mercantile in Catawba, Wisconsin, where history echoes through antique hardwood floors and rugged steel ceilings.
Fire up the grill with Two River ribeye steaks. Bone in for just $7.49 a pound. Get hickory smoked thick-cut bacon 24-ounce pack for just $6.49. Plus sliced pepperoni and 8-ounce packs of salami for $2.49 each. Buy three and get one free. Wash it all down with 12 packs of honey Weiss for just $4.99. Complimentary 6-pack pudding packs while they last, just for stopping in during the month of April.
Discover all this and more at Fraser's Mercantile, home of unbeatable deals, located on Highway 8 in Catawba, Wisconsin.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance. And insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Dan, this house is freezing. It's got to be these old windows.
The windows are fine.
It's time to text Renewal by Anderson. Otherwise, I'm cranking up the thermostat.
No, our heating bill is huge.
Exactly. We need new windows.
You think so?
Our windows are over 10 years old. They're letting out the warm air and wasting money.
You're saying we could actually save money and the house would be warmer if we replaced our old windows?
Yes. And if we text now, we can save hundreds of dollars.
I'm texting Renewal by Anderson.
Text OUTSIDE to 200-300 right now and schedule your free consultation with Renewal by Anderson online today. Plus, text now during the spring savings event and buy one window or door and get one 40% off when you buy four or more units. Plus, save an extra $30 off every unit. Text OUTSIDE to 200-300 for no dollars down, no payments, and no interest for a full year with Renewal by Anderson. Text the word OUTSIDE to 200-300. OUTSIDE to 200-300.
Are you ready, gang?
Yeah!
Okay, then. Hicka hacka firecracker sis boom ba. Happy birthday, rah, rah, rah.
It's your birthday, give you things, it's your birthday.
Happy birthday, now you're 1 year older.
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday to you.
All right, we've got some celebrity birthdays and then our local ones and a cake to give away. Austin is in here to oversee the whole thing. And he's got he has a plethora of entertaining celebrity birthdays today. Who you got, Austin?
Well, I kind of put me on the spot here. I'm still typing. Let's see here.
He's like, we're on the radio? What?
What is this? I have to do my job.
Who you got?
Well, first up, we have Channing Tatum, an actor from G.I. Joe, The Rise of Cobra, Magic Mike, White House Down, and other assorted movies. Born in 1980, he is 44 today.
Pretty big deal. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Jordana Brewster, I probably mispronounced that first name, an actress from movies like Lethal Weapon, the Fast and Furious film series, also 44 today.
All right.
Sedona Kadic, however sure. You pronounce that name.
Sure.
Actress from TV's Castle, she played Kate Beckett, 46 today.
All right.
Jada Marcus of Rascal Flatts, 53. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Then we have Kevin James. Actor from
King of Queens.
Yep, the King of Queens, Paul Blart Mall Cop, Grown Ups, and other sort of comedic films. He's 59 today.
Love Kevin James.
Absolutely.
Big fan of Kevin James, yeah.
And glad to see he's doing better.
Yes. Yes.
Jet Li, martial arts action movie star from things like Hero, Lethal Weapon 4, 61 today. And last but not least is Carol Burnett.
One of my favorites.
From TV's The Carol Burnett Show. Born in 1933, she's 91. And honestly, it's amazing to see her still going.
Never missed that show back when I was a kid. Carol Burnett Show, Saturday nights, 9 o'clock. Tim Conway, Harvey Korman, Vicki Lawrence. Oh, yeah.
It was just such a goofy show.
There's classic skits in there, especially Tim Conway, Harvey Korman skits.
Absolutely.
And Mama's Family is a show that spawned off of that also from Vicki Lawrence. So, yeah, she's a funny, funny lady.
Yeah, no one be surprised that I know that show.
Yeah, 91 for Carol Burnett.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing. All right, I'll mention a couple local ones. If you stumble across any other celebrities, you let me know. Happy 82nd birthday today to Louise Smith, who is celebrating again today. Jim Kundinger and all your friends there. Louise, want to wish you a very, very happy birthday today. We have Kathy Kronberger also, who is celebrating a birthday today. And that's from your sister-in-law, your former, let's see, that's from her sister-in-law, Brenda. So happy birthday to
Casually
you.
Casually starting family Kathy. Drama.
It's dangerous when you misinterpret from her. Instead, you say former. So it could lead to a lot of family discussions there. So, all right. So, Kathy, happy birthday to you. Into the cake. Oh, we got another one. Into the cake. Here, I'll let you read that one. It's Brianna's writing. You should be able to read it.
Should be. Depends on how much coffee she's had this morning.
All right. Scott, what you got? One more. One last.
We have a happy birthday yesterday to Craig Langsdorf from his mom and sister.
All right, Craig.
Okay. And we do actually have another famous birthday as well.
Oh, who you got?
Well, can't go on without mentioning Aaron Judge. It is his birthday today. He's 32 today.
Here come the Judge. Yeah, great baseball home run hitter.
Plays for the Yankees.
With the Yankees, he'll be at MPM Field this weekend when the Yankees and Brewers play. I'm sure he'll be there. I think he's healthy. All right.
I'm not saying anything about it.
Not too often you see he's like 6'5", 6'6", big man, and he can hit those home runs. But he's had a few health issues.
Yeah.
I think one year he had over 50, I believe. So, all right, let's mix up all the birthdays here. Let's get the accounting firm of Austin Gray overseeing today. The official cake drawing of the free cake courtesy of the Baker Department at Super One in Park Falls. We've been giving away a cake every week from there for 25, 30 years.
And yes, the accounting firm has a shorter name than usual. Budget cuts have been rough.
Yes, budget cuts have been rough.
We couldn't afford to keep putting the sign on the door.
Yeah, we...
Eventually, we had to keep adding more door, and that's just expensive.
Yeah, 10 letters, Austin Gray was cheaper when we're making business cards and promotional posters and all that.
Yeah, otherwise we just started handing people a sheet of paper with our business card.
That's right. All right, who is our cake winner for this week, young Austin?
It is Barbara Beck.
All right, Barbara Beck, let away.
Happy birthday.
Free cake, Barbara, courtesy of the Baker
Cake Department Tax in Force
at Super One in Park Falls. I don't know, Dawn, she pretty much, OD'd us on sugar last week, or when she won last time. So I guess, are we come down from that? Are we good? More cake?
I think we can have more cake.
Always more cake. Never a question.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon pull-apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts. Until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon pull-apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon franchise or SPD LLC.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its head-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
All right, we got the folks over at Sierra Pacific. They are hiring crew members for various shifts, flexible schedules over there. You can choose four 10-hour work days with the possibility of overtime on Friday. You could choose three 12-hour shifts on the weekend. Competitive pay, $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Sierra Pacific, join them and help start to see the world a little more clearly. Apply in person, Sierra Pacific in Medford, Merrill. Online, SPI-IND, that's SPI-IND.com/careers, Sierra Pacific. Equal opportunity employer and applicants, welcoming applicants with disabilities and veterans.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers developing by this afternoon. Our high today 57 with wind out of the southeast at 15 to 25, gusting to 35 to 40. Tonight showers, thunderstorms, 45 tomorrow. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered thunderstorms and a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 39.
Q Country.
Yeah.
LifeChangingCountry.com.
My big brother rode an Indian scout. He was black like his jacket. American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy. Me up every couple of weeks. South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. His pretty girl stories. How he bought an A Street trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you love it out here. Out where the wild things.
CompleteRainGutter.com. You go there, you'll get your quote today. Complete Rain Gutter. Well, the folks at Pioneer Financial Consultants want to let you know that they are having a special event. If you're affected by the Jeld-Wen closing down in Hawkins, many of you have seen the story on that. It's on our 98Q Country Facebook page. The team at Pioneer Financial Consultants, Inc. would like to extend an invitation for those affected by that to join them at an upcoming workshop. It'll be held at their Hawkins location on Ellingson Avenue in Hawkins. Preparing for your next chapter, making smart financial choices after a job loss. It is free and it's no obligation. And the events are being held next Thursday, Friday, Saturday, May 2nd, 3rd, or 4th, whatever works for you. So call ahead. Light refreshments will be available there for you during the meeting. Give them a call at 748-3231 to hold a spot. They only have limited space, 715-748 32-31. Might just be some good information if you are affected by the gelled wind announcement of over 300 jobs there at the Hawkins plant being lost with the closing of that plant here in the next few months. We're going to do a shopping show today. We're going to get Gray in here. We're going to get Austin in here. We'll see if we can track down Big G and get him in here and give you all kinds of shopping shavings, shopping show shavings. And we'll have some fun, too, in just a bit.
This year, wouldn't you like to stop feeling self-conscious about your receding hairline or thinning hair? Millions of men and women around the world trust Hair Grow from New Nordic as an effective way to get thicker-looking hair. Hair Grow is backed by an exclusive U.S. patent and is clinically proven to promote more hair growth. Ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens or shop online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com. That's New, NordicUSA.com. Amazon, or ask for Hair Grow at your local Walgreens.
It presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Weathershield Windows and Doors is hiring in Park Falls. General production jobs starting at $18 to $21.25. Skilled and leader jobs, $19.25 to $25 per hour. And Weathershield also offers a full benefit package, including paid vacation, holidays, and a 401k match. Those referred are eligible for a $1,500 bonus. Apply online today at careers@weathershield.com. That's careers@weathershield.com. Or call 715-762-3834 and press 3. Weathershield Manufacturing is an equal opportunity employer.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. It was a wimpy winter, Pete, but still those potholes and stuff may have banged that car around a little bit. You guys got some good promotions to get that car tuned up, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we didn't get enough snow to fill those potholes, yeah. But we got some great discounts right now. Anything, any service in your car, if it's over $100, you get 15% off. Make sure you call and get that coupon.
All right, as people know, just something as basic as an oil change has gotten kind of pricey, but you guys, $39.95 oil change every day, right?
You can't be worth